the Manager Mojo podcast. I'm Steve Caldwell, author of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow. We're here to offer common sense solutions and training for management and leadership issues. We believe that leaders are made, not born. Now, I would love for you to have a free copy of my book. You can pick up your copy by going to ManagerMojo.com. Look for the gold box encouraging you to join the Mojo movement and sign up. There are other free gifts just waiting for you. That's ManagerMojo.com. Now, let's get started with today's topic.
The buddy trap. How friendships at work can actually hurt you. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about today is that having friends at work is actually not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We all enjoy having good relationships. As a matter of fact, when we were individual contributors, one of the ways that we were able to succeed and become good at our jobs and actually be identified for promotion was because of our ability to create good relationships and to work with other people and to be able to be powerful with regard to getting things done. And we used those friendships in order to get things done. It's actually a very good thing. But what happens, though, whenever you get promoted and you had friends that now are working directly for you? Our relationship then changes. Now, here's the problem. It's actually natural for those of us that are friends to people to do favors for one another. It's a natural thing. We expect it to happen. And so, therefore, we would want to tend to give them preference. We'd want to tend to do things that would give them a special favorite status in their world. But you know what? That's not okay now that you're a manager. Let me just share a story real quickly about how this really came to my mind. I had a friend that was actually a great individual contributor. He had done a great job on this team. He'd been a long-term member of the team. And when the manager left on that team, the company was looking for someone that could take over that team that understood the dynamics. And so he was a natural to be selected as the manager of the team. He knew everything about all of the individuals. He had a long-term history with them. They all respected that person as an individual contributor. They liked him. He had several that were personal friendships outside of work. And so it was just one of those things that, like, okay, this is a natural thing. Let's promote this person. Let them now become the manager. Well, the problem was that this guy didn't understand that his world had really changed. And so he really didn't change any of the things he was doing. He still did a lot of the same work that he did, and he still treated everybody exactly the same. He would treat them as their friends. He'd have conversations with them just like he would before, whenever he was an individual contributor. And before long, things began to unravel. Because what would happen is those people that were not friends would ask him if they could do the things he was allowing his good friends to do, and he wouldn't let them do it. He would say he would decline it. And so his credibility totally went away. And it wasn't long before management looked into this situation because they had nothing but complaints. And what happened? Well, this individual wound up getting himself not only fired as a manager, but fired from the company because of this favoritism that had developed in the team. And you just can't do favorites. It just doesn't work. Well, I know that you probably logically think, yeah, I know that, but, you know, help me understand why this is important. Well, let me tell you why. Think about what really changed when you became a manager. Now you are responsible for the entire team, not just yourself. When you're responsible for the entire team, that means that every individual's success on that team is now up to you. You're not only responsible for them, you're responsible for their success and their failure. You're also responsible for the accountability. Accountability means that it's your job now as the leader to hold people accountable to meeting their goals, to following the rules, to doing the things that would make that person succeed and grow in their own individual career. But just think about it. How difficult is it to hold everybody accountable if somebody on the team is getting special treatment? It just doesn't work. What happens is that very quickly you lose your credibility, and more importantly, you lose your ability to motivate people. You see, great leaders understand that motivation is the key to having a great team and a great success. You've got to keep people up. You've got to motivate them every day. But if you're the leader and you're giving some people special treatment, what happens is that they look at that and they say, well, I'm just not their friend, so there's no point in me going to them. I'm not going to get any help. You see, it just destroys your ability to be a great leader. So what I want you to think about is, you wouldn't want to lose the friend. None of us do. We all want to keep our friends. So how do you handle this situation? How do you keep it from getting out of control? Because many of you do have good friends on your team. Well, let me suggest a couple of things that you can do that'll help you understand how you can avoid this credibility and motivation trap. The first thing you've got to do is have a meeting one-on-one with every team member. And what you've got to do is that you've got to discuss what your new responsibility is with that team member. So with your friend, you've got to say, look, I am now the manager of the team, but I want you to understand, I still value our friendship. But what's changed is that now I'm responsible not just for my success, I'm responsible for your success, and I'm responsible for the success of every single person on our team. So what I've got to do is that I must now set some very specific boundaries and guidelines. And here are the boundaries and guidelines. I'm not going to be favorites with anybody. When we're at work, everybody's going to get they're going to follow the rules the same way, and everybody's going to be held accountable to succeeding and meeting their goals. So you've got to be open. You've got to actually have that conversation. Because when you don't, what you tend to do is that you tend to have these conversations in secret. And when you're starting to get have secretive meetings, your credibility is going to be destroyed immediately. Think about it. How would you like it? You wouldn't want to see somebody getting special treatment over you. So not setting boundaries actually demonstrates to other people that you have the maturity necessary in order to really grow as a leader. And I've seen this at all levels of leadership. So I'm not just looking at first-time managers. I'm looking at managers that are actually three, four levels up in companies where I've seen this favoritism absolutely destroy their career. You see, it will adversely impact your future and your career whenever you've got the reputation that you play favorites. So you've got to be really careful about that. So set the boundaries, tell what the rules are, and then hold everybody accountable. Now, one other thing that a lot of people do is, what about those of you that are working in family businesses? Family businesses are notorious for favoritism toward the family member and a different set of rules for everybody else. And that is not a good way to be. I'll give you a personal example. In my first company that I formed back 30-plus years ago, my wife handled the accounting and the finance side of our business, and I handled everything else. And as we grew, the problems grew, but my job as CEO was to hold everybody accountable. And we had a problem in the accounting finance area where we weren't getting the invoices out in a timely manner. We weren't collecting in a timely manner. And I had a conversation with the entire team, and of which my wife was a part of that team. And I held everybody accountable. And we kind of got into a back and forth about, okay, what did that mean? And so I explained exactly what I expected my wife to do. And we thought nothing of it. But later she shared with me that one of the employees said, "Wow, I can't believe you guys had that kind of conversation. He was holding you accountable just like he does me." And she said, "Well, you know, you got to understand, home is home. Outside of work, that's a different matter. But when we're at work, Steve's job is to make sure that everybody's held accountable, that everybody knows their responsibility." You see, when you're in leadership, you've got to be willing to step out there and say, "I'm the leader. These are the rules. These are things we need to do in order to be successful." So I want to encourage you to do that yourself. I want you to encourage you to make sure that you're setting those boundaries correctly. Now, I have one final thought that I want to throw out, because this is important to all of us. We live in a world where people love to gossip. And as a part of this, a lot of times the tendency is for us to tell our friends stuff that the rest of the team or other people don't know. I got to tell you, please don't do that. Never share information that's not for disclosure to any of your friends or your employees that's not totally public. It's an absolute surefire way to get yourself fired. You cannot assume that they're going to keep it to themselves. As a matter of fact, what happens is usually the opposite. When people today feel like they've got that little special juicy gossip, that little thing that may be happening or will be happening, I'm telling you, they're going to go off and share it with other people. I had a friend of mine that he loved to do that. We were both managers in a company. We were actually a second level leaders in this particular company earlier in my career. And this guy, I'm telling you, he would love to share those little tidbits with his buddies. And I kept telling him, "Hey, you got to stop that. Don't do it. You can't go that route." But he didn't understand it, and he made a mistake. So the point here, you've got to navigate this trap. Just avoid it. Don't do those things. The good news is, if you successfully navigate these, then you're going to be somebody that's indeed worthy of trust and additional responsibility.
Thanks for joining me today on the Manager Mojo podcast. Let's rock the world. Please encourage your friends to subscribe to the podcast, and I would love for you to share and connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow, by going to managermojo.com and signing up to get your free gifts. Until next time, I encourage you to exercise your mojo and become the leader that others want to follow.